91X News.
It's 9 degrees and raining at noon. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon, I'm David Mallory. Russian authorities say they believe the attack in St. Petersburg was a suicide blast, with officials saying they have found the remains of the bomber on the train. They've identified the suspect as a Russian citizen named Alex Marget. His motives for the attack has still not been discovered. Michael Ederson Hayden reports.
What we do know is that explosion went off between two stations, Sadnaya Station and this one here, Technology Institute, and that the driver kept the train going despite the fact that the doors had been blown open, people crediting him with that move because once they arrived at the Technology Institute station, the wounded were able to be more easily offloaded. The entire metro system was quickly shut down and evacuated. Today, most of it is back up and running.
Canadian Special Forces have taken a more active role in the battle for Mosul, where weeks of bloody fighting has failed to dislodge the Islamic State group. National Defense revealed a shift as the government announced it was extending the current mission in Iraq until the end of June. Chief of the Defense Staff General Jonathan Vance supports the extension.
There is nobody at this juncture that can really determine or predict exactly what will happen and how it will happen. So this is a wise move, in my view.
Police say two men are facing numerous charges following a search at a Cambridge home. Waterloo police say a search warrant was used at the home on Friday as part of an ongoing fentanyl trafficking investigation. They say officers seized counterfeit prescription tablets believed to be fentanyl, cocaine, and marijuana. Investigators also seized a truck. Both men are being held for a bail hearing on various drug charges. An investigation is underway into the deaths of two men and a woman just outside of Winnipeg. Mounties found their bodies after responding last evening to calls about shots being fired at a home outside Selkirk, Manitoba. RCMP Sergeant Paul Manager says he can only confirm that firearms were used and shots were fired.
The RCMP at this time do not believe any other suspects are at large. There is no concern for public safety at this time.
Next week, Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai will be receiving her honorary Canadian citizenship in Ottawa. Terry Pedwall reports.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's office says the presentation will take place next Wednesday when the 19-year-old Pakistani girl will also address Parliament. Former Prime Minister Stephen Harper was to have presented the award in Toronto on October 22, 2014, but the event had to be cancelled. That was the day a gunman attacked Parliament Hill after killing a soldier at the National War Memorial. Yousafzai became an international symbol for girls' rights after surviving a 2012 attack by a Taliban gunman who shot her in the head while she was riding a bus home from school. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
The mother of Amanda Todd is excited to hear the news that the man accused of cyberbullying her daughter has been cleared for extradition to Canada. The Dutch Supreme Court has approved Aiden Coban's extradition to Canada. It's not clear when Coban might face trial in Canada. Carol Todd says she got the news this morning, and the news was a gift in several ways.
Today is my birthday. This is the best birthday present ever. It's just surreal. As I waited for it, I didn't know whether it would be a yes or a no, and to hear a yes, it's, to me, it's a victory.
Expectations for a revival of Mideast peace talks are rising in Jerusalem after U.S. President Donald Trump's warm meeting at the White House with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi yesterday. While Israeli officials are not saying anything, leaked reports are swirling that Trump is organizing a peace summit in Washington, and not just for the Israelis and Palestinians. Jordana Miller reports.
Unconfirmed reports in the Israeli and Arab media say the president discussed with al-Sisi plans to convene a peace summit in Washington in the fall. According to the London-based Al Hayat Daily, Trump is looking to bring Egyptian, Jordanian, Saudi, and Gulf leaders together with the Israelis and Palestinians in what's looking more and more like his pivot to a regional Arab-Israeli peace deal. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Guelph police say an overwhelming smell coming from an apartment has led to animal cruelty charges against a 19-year-old man. It was so bad that the manager of the building believed that the tenant had died. After repeatedly knocking on the door, the police used a key to enter the apartment and found a small white puppy standing next to rotting piles of feces. Police say the dog's rear end was matted and it was unable to pass its own waste. The officers then took the dog to the local Humane Society. Jenlin Liao's Yuang has been charged with mischief and causing unnecessary suffering to an animal. The province's police is investigating after a 52-year-old man died in Kingston, Ontario. The Special Investigations Unit says Kingston police officers responded to a call about an assault around 3 p.m. on Monday. They say the tactical unit also attended and police entered a home around 10:30 p.m. They say the man was pronounced dead at the scene. An official says two people have died after being hit by a train in West Virginia. Sergeant Bran Humphreys with the Kanawha County Sheriff's Office told news outlets a man and a woman was struck before daybreak on Tuesday morning as they walked along a wooden beam over the Kowal River. Officials are investigating and two people's identities have not been immediately released. North Bay police say three inmates are facing charges following an investigation into an incident that caused extensive damage inside the jail. The three also started a fire in the North Bay and District Jail on March 22nd. Investigators say one guard suffered non-life-threatening injuries in the incident. That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
Spring is here and it's time to get your bike ready to hit the road or the trail at Doug's Bikes, 159 College Street West. It's the riding season again and Doug's Bikes offers full service and tune-ups to get your tires spinning, your chain clicking, and your bell ringing. It's like music to the ears. Right now at Doug's Bikes, get 15% off all winter indoor trainers and 15% off all fat bikes. Head over to Doug's Bikes at 159 College Street West, Belleville, or go to dougsbikes.com.
Good afternoon. I am David Mallory with QNET News Sports. Canada's sports minister says he hopes individual NHL skaters can still somehow get to play hockey in the 2018 Winter Olympics, even if the National Hockey League says its players won't take part in the games. Carla Quattro says she's not sure how it will work, both contract-wise and for insurance purposes, but the minister says Canadians expect their country to field its best athletes in the sport.
Of course, Canada wants its best athletes to be there, and this is making it more difficult for them to do so.
There are 13 games tonight as teams jockey for playoff positions in the final week of the regular season. First up, the Toronto Maple Leafs host Washington, and Detroit visits the Ottawa Senators. Later, the Winnipeg Jets are in St. Louis. Calgary travels to Anaheim. The Vancouver Canucks visit San Jose, and the Edmonton Oilers are on the road in Los Angeles. Dallas Cowboys Tony Romo is retiring. A person with knowledge of the decision tells the Associated Press that Romo is calling it quits rather than trying to chase a Super Bowl. The all-time passing leader for the storied franchise is headed to the broadcast booth after spending weeks considering offers. North Carolina beat Gonzaga to win the men's U.S. college basketball crown. Jeff Scott reports from Glendale, Arizona.
In a nip-and-tuck second half stopped frequently by officials' whistles, the North Carolina Tar Heels score the game's final 8 points and win their sixth national championship, beating Gonzaga 71-65. Joel Berry II leading the scoring for North Carolina with 22. Gonzaga falling just short in their first national championship game appearance. The North Carolina Tar Heels, national champions. At the Final Four, Jeff Scott, ABC News, Glendale.
A month after it was stolen, Tom Brady's stolen jersey is back with its rightful owner. Jim Ryan reports.
In the locker room, minutes after leading the New England Patriots to victory over the Atlanta Falcons, Tom Brady removed his number 12 jersey.
I put it in my bag, and then I came out, and it wasn't there anymore.
Houston police think a former newspaper executive grabbed the jersey and took it to Mexico. Now Patriots owner Robert Kraft has made a presentation to his star QB.
Thanks to our good friends, here it is.
That's pretty cool.
Kraft presented Brady with the prize jersey before the Red Sox season opener at Fenway Park. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Send us your team or league scores. Email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville: at 12:09, it's 9 degrees. Today, there are periods of rain, wind becoming 50, gusting to 70 northwest, late this afternoon, high of 11. Tonight, there will be periods of rain ending after midnight, then cloudy with 40% chance of showers, low plus 3. On Wednesday, it will be cloudy with 40% chance of showers early in the morning, then a mix of sun and cloud, high of 12. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm David Mallory, News on 91X, next at 1.